You're so hard tonight. I wonder, what are you thinking about when you stroke yourself? Half of the time, you don't even use porn. I wish I could just peek inside that little head of yours to see what delicious, perverted fantasies are making you so, so turned on. It's so, so hard to watch this. To look at you every single night while you're touching yourself. To see you having so much pleasure. To know that I'll never, ever be able to give you that. Damn it. Damn it. It's not fair. It's not fair. I don't want to just watch you anymore. I want to touch you. I want to feel you. I want your warmth. I need you. None of the other people who lived here ever made me feel like this. None of them made me wish so, so much that I was still alive. Oh. Oh. God. Oh. You're about to come. I can see it throbbing. It's throbbing so, so much. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come for me. Come for me. Oh. Oh, wow. That was a really, really good one. You're going to need a lot of tissues for that. Oh, I want a closer look. So, I'll just float down and look at you. Wow, there's so much. It looks so amazing. Huh? You're looking right in my direction. Is something behind me? No. What? No? What's the matter? You look so pale. Like you've seen a... Wait, it can't be. You? You can see me? No, wait. Don't scream. Oh my God. I never expected this. You really can see me? And hear me? Oh my God. You just nodded. I never thought that a living person could see a ghost like me. This has never happened before. I really don't know how to react. Okay. Just calm down, all right? I'm really, really not gonna hurt you. I don't think I can hurt you. I really just pass right through things. See? Yes, That's right. I'm a ghost. What am I doing here? Well, I live here. Well, not quite live, but you know what I mean. This is my home. It has been for years. How long? What year is it? Oh, right. I'd say about 10 years then. You know how these apartments had a fire long ago? Oh, you didn't know that. I guess that's no surprise. It was a long time ago, after all. Well, they did. And I was in it. My mom and little brother made it out. But I didn't. And the next thing I knew, here I was. I'm trapped here. Really, I can't go at all past the walls of this apartment. Anytime I try, it's like an invisible wall blocking my way. So, here I am. I can see this comes as a big surprise to you. I don't blame you. I can imagine this is all very, very surprising. And you probably never imagined you'd be living in a haunted apartment. I guess now you know why the rent is so cheap, huh? Yeah. Well, people usually get some idea it's haunted after a while. I can't interact with the physical world much, but sometimes people get nervous when they feel my presence. Or I'll briefly become just corporeal enough to accidentally knock something over. The last owners actually had a paranormal investigator come out and inspect the place. He was a total hack, though. He told them the lost soul of a child calls out for vengeance. I mean, come on. Do I look like a child? You ever see a child with boobs like these? I was 21 when I died. Or 22. Wow. Huh. I don't actually remember. It really has been a long time. And I've never really had anyone to talk to. So, I haven't really thought about how old I was for a long, long time. Oh well, doesn't really matter anymore, does it? Anyway, I'm not a wicked spirit seeking vengeance or anything. What do I want if not vengeance? Well, I mean, I'm mostly just lonely. I haven't really had another person to talk to ever since I died. If there's not someone living in this apartment, then I really am all alone. At one point, it was unoccupied for several months, and I wound up just going to sleep. That was really scary. I think I slept for months. It was like I was never going to wake up again. Like I'd just fade away and disappear forever. Huh? What are you? Did you just try to hug me? Why? Because I looked sad? Wow. I'm really touched. Well, I mean, you did just go right through me, so it didn't work. But it's a really nice thought still. I knew you were a good person. Of course I know that. I've watched you every day since you lived here. Is that creepy? Oh, yeah, duh, it's creepy. I'm a ghost. Being creepy is kind of part of the territory, huh? Hmm? How much? How much did I watch? Oh gosh. This is super embarrassing now. I kind of watched you all the time. Pretty much any time you were here, I'd follow you around and pretend that I was doing things with you. I'd talk with you while you cooked, watched movies with you, lay on the couch with you when you were tired after a long day of work. It made me feel less alone when I pretended I was really with you. I even watched you in your more private times. Like when you'd be in the shower. Or when you were masturbating. I watched you for so long. I saw all the things that turned you on. At this point, I've probably installed your favorite porn videos. I've watched everything you do to pleasure yourself. Everything that fills you with lust. Watching you like that, it made me feel things I've never quite felt before. Things that I'm not even sure I ever felt when I was alive. None of the other people who lived in this apartment made me feel that way. When I watch you, I want nothing more than to be able to touch you. To feel your warmth. God. I can't believe I said all that. I'm so used to people not being able to hear me. And hear all of that embarrassing stuff that just slips out. I know this must be a lot for you to take in. I know that you're still probably freaked out just from knowing that ghosts really do exist. Much less one actually being in your apartment. I won't blame you if you leave here. Everyone does when they suspect that this place is haunted. Huh? You won't? You want to stay with me? Really? I don't... Oh God. I didn't know ghosts could cry. I haven't felt this happy since. Oh my God. Why are you being so nice to me? Because you're lonely too? Really? But you're so nice. I would have thought you'd have lots of friends. You don't. I mean, I guess you do spend a lot of time here at home when you're not working. Even on the weekends. So, I guess we both are alone. Huh? I'm so glad we found each other then. So, oh wow, this is like a dream come true. I never thought I'd be able to talk to you like this. Even I dreamed about being with you for real. I never dared to hope it would actually happen. I've been thinking, and I think there might be a way for us to touch each other. Do you want to try it? You do? Really? Okay. Well, basically, for it to work, I'll have to possess you. Yeah, ghosts can do that. But only if the person we're trying to possess is open to it. Anyway, when I feel... Well, when a ghost possesses someone, they become linked. They can feel everything the other feels. So, if you let me possess you, we could feel each other. You want to do it? You're sure? Okay then. Okay. Just lay back and relax. Close your eyes and breathe deeply for me. Good. Just like that. Now, I need you to clear your mind completely. I need you to open yourself up so that I can fill your mind. Okay, so I'm gonna start to enter you now. It might feel a little strange, but don't be afraid. Just relax and let me in. No, don't try to move. Don't try to speak. I need you to relax completely. Relax and trust in me. Give yourself to me. Completely. Let me in. Ah, you felt it, didn't you? I made your leg move. If you let me in again, I'll be able to do even more. So, just relax and let me in. There we go. Let me in. Just relax. Wow. I'm actually inside your mind. This is so amazing. It feels so good inside you. It's so warm. Just like you. I can really feel you now. And you can feel me, right? Oh, I guess I'm controlling you, so you won't be able to speak. You can still nod though, right? Yeah, I thought so. And you can move your eyes too. At this point, I can control everything below your neck. I can shift your legs apart and move your hands down. Oh God, I'm actually touching your cock. It feels so amazing. It's already so big and hard for me. This is really what you feel? You feel this immense pleasure every single time you touch yourself?
No. I can tell this is even more than usual. You've never whimpered and groaned this much all the times I've watched you. Is it because you can feel me too? Is it because I'm the one guiding your hands? Or is it just because you like being in someone else's control?
Wow, that's really it? I didn't know that about you. That's so cute. You have such a submissive side. No wonder you're so happy right now. Deprived of all control. Forced to do nothing but watch and moan as I stroke and tease you with your own hands. I know what makes you feel good. I've watched you so many times. I've seen all the ways that you like to touch yourself. The way you like to tease and drive yourself wild with lust before you finally finish. Let me do all that for you. You don't have to concentrate now. All you have to do is lie back and lose yourself in bliss as I control you. Oh God, these feeble moans are so hot. I'm gonna give you a little more control so you can moan for me more. Okay, baby? Oh yeah, just like that. You have such a cute voice. I think that's what first made me fall for you. Hearing your soft and sweet, but still so manly voice moaning out your pleasure was too much for me to resist. I had to watch. I had to see just what was giving you so much pleasure. And now I can finally hear that voice for myself. I can hear you whimper and groan as I'm the one bringing you pleasure. As I'm the one making you twitch and throb with lust. I can feel you getting closer. Just give in to it. Let yourself give in to how good it feels. Let yourself fall into pleasure. Fall into all of the pleasure I'm giving you. Oh God, your pre-cum is dripping out and you're throbbing so much. I can feel it now. I can feel you. I can feel how close you are. Oh God, come for me. Come for me. Yes. Oh God, yes. Spray it out. Spray it out all over your hand. You're coming. You're coming so much. Oh my God. I could feel you. I could feel both of our orgasms together. It was like doubling the pleasure. Wow. Okay. I'm gonna pull out of you now. There. Wow. Your face looks so cute after you come. This is the first time I've seen it so close up. This is so perfect. I never thought I could be so happy, even when I was alive. I never felt anything this good. I know that being together is a bit strange, and I probably can't be with you in the same way as a real living girl could, but since we're already living together, could I be your girlfriend? Really? You mean it? Oh, darling. I'm crying again. You made me so happy. Huh? Darling, what are you... Darling, you just... You kissed me. How? I mean, you shouldn't be able to touch me. Maybe because our senses are still linked from when I was possessing you? That must be it. In that case, we can really touch each other. Wow. I can touch you. I can feel your cheek in my hand, and... Oh, I can feel your lips against mine. I can feel your arms around me. You're holding me so close. Oh, darling. You're so warm. I want to stay like this forever. There's no need for either of us to be lonely anymore now. We can always be together. You're everything I could have ever wanted. And I promise I can be everything you want. And since we can touch each other more now, I don't even have to possess you anymore. But I can if you want to.